Oh, sorry. Hello, Golden Mary Recorder. How can I help you?
My name is Gil, and I'm from Winnetex. I'm ringing you up about the dinner invitations I sent out.
Ah, great. Yeah, great. What date was that again?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks very much for sending that. We'd like to take that up if we could.
Any particular reason? I mean, I'd like...
No, we would like to come.
Yeah, I know.
Because a free meal is always great.
And the sleep research information is terrific.
Yeah.
It is good. I'll tell you why we hold them like this.
Yeah, please.
Short thing is because I don't think they put enough explanation into the invitation.
I totally agree, actually.
But I guess that's what we're for, too, to a certain extent. Winnetex is a relatively new organisation to Australia, about 3 or 4 years.
And yeah, the beds and things, right?
Yeah. But they're in Europe for about 40-odd years.
Yeah.
Last year, actually.
Uh-huh.
And we find this is the best way of getting our research out to the public.
Right.
By having these dinners.
Rather than advertising, which is a bit shotgun.
Yeah,
sort
but
of
you
approach.
can't just go out, you know. And it isn't just about buying the sleep system either. It is about the research on how to get a decent night's sleep. So we discussed that. And the people who discussed it are called sleep consultants.
Ah.
So they're specialists in their fields. We've got doctors involved and everything.
Great.
What I am...
Are they trained?
They are trained, yes.
Like a tertiary qualification?
I'm not sure what their qualifications are, but we do have tertiary qualified doctors who...
I hope they're tertiary. Unless, of course, they may be Indian doctors, and then they may not be tertiary qualified.
Or what was the other one? Oh, yeah.
And if they're Indian, can you ask to borrow their phone or do something like that? We shouldn't go there, I don't suppose.
I could talk to you for hours. But
well, that's okay. I'm quite happy. We'll share this with a lot of people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and what I could say and what you could say and what we could both get. Yeah, but yeah, and I, yeah, yeah, no, no to that.
My wife and I have a dietary consideration. Is that all right?
I have a problem. Why?
We're cannibals.
You're cannibals?
Yeah.
You eat meat?
No, we eat people.
You eat people?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that can be... You're a funny man.
Thanks.
I'm dying to meet you.
Okay. That's perfect, because then I'd eat you. Now, I just have a couple of questions about the beds before we go on the night. How are they, sleeping's one thing, but it's not all, we do in bed, let's get straight to it. How are they for sex? I'm not trying to sexually harass you. I'm just talking about with my wife, it's been lengthy a little bit. Well, no, we attempt it often. I'll admit we attempt often, but there's just something about I think it's the bed, personally. I don't think it's my own performance.
Okay.
I think it's the bed. And I'm just wondering, if we get one of your Winnetex beds, is that going to improve my personal performance?
Is your wife complaining?
Yeah, I'd put it down as a complaint.
She says, are you finished yet?
No, she actually says, are you finished already?
You know what I think? That could be more of a prostate problem.
Well, it could be, but I'm wondering if the bed could help.
I do know this.
Do they squeak? That's a very important question because I've got kids.
Are you having me on?
Not on the bed. No way.
You do try the bed out on the evening.
Oh, wow. What, with everyone watching?
I mean, you lie on it.
Yeah. Oh.
You can't
have a little, canoodling or something.
Well, I have been to one of the functions, and I know you do lie on the bed to get the feel of it.
Yeah, yeah. But can you do a bit of canoodling, Hey, everybody, can you just turn your back for a moment? We're just going to canoodle. And
I doubt whether that would happen.
I'll bring my own sheets.
That would possibly bring it into, what would that be, offensive?
Maybe this is an idea for Winnetex. Maybe instead of, doing it, with Yolani, you have a whole bunch of discreet areas with, cubicles, and couples can go in there and actually try the bed out.
Well, not that I'm aware of.
Damn it.
But, the older I get, the less I know. But that's the first time I have been asked that question.
Ah.
I do know that, how can I...
But see, it seems like the inference is that the only problem people have in bed is sleeping. And that's not, personally, I can speak from personal experience. And I'm embarrassed to say it, but you don't know me, I don't know you, and therefore I treat you as like a counsellor.
Okay. I do know that bed is for only two things, one of which is sleep.
Right. Right.
The other is, I think, possibly watching television. I'm not sure what the other one is.
Okay. Right.
But,
okay.
Anyway.
All right. Well, look. There's two things I need to know: is do they squeak when you have sex, and do you cater for cannibals?
I doubt that they because that's illegal.
Is it? Since when? Bloody hell.
You have to go to Africa or some possibly Nicaragua Nigeria or America, where people, you know, are stuck on plane crashes and things like that.
Good idea. And that, see, I would always survive a plane crash because there would be plenty of. I'd always survive a plane crash.
You don't even have to go to one of these functions.
That's a good point. Thank you very much for that. Have you got a pen? Okay.
Scared that I might have to write down.
Yeah, well, no. What you're going to have to write down is www.coldcallcomedy.com.
I know. That's where you've got it from, isn't it?
No, that's where it's going to be. So if you give me kind of probably, I don't know, a few hours, you'll be able to hear your hilarious self on the internet. Won't that be exciting?
Clay, do you do that?
Yeah.
And that's
you called me.
So you've purposely done that to me, haven't you?
Well, you called me.
I know. But you've just had me on, haven't you?
I might have.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, okay. I'm not really a cannibal, and I not really have trouble in bed. I'm actually a stud.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, you want to have a go with me on a one-attack bed?
According to who?
Well,
yourself.
Yeah, well, last time I had sex by myself, I thought I was the best that I'd ever had.
Yeah, well, that's probably the only one you're going to have then.
Oh, wouldn't you go quite that far? Are you trying to out cold call comedy me at my own game?
I'm genuinely inviting you to a function.
I hear you. You're genuinely making what I regard as a cold call, an unsolicited call to sell me something. And if someone rings me, then I can unsolicitedly do whatever I like with that incoming call.
Can you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I will speak to Kevin Rudd about that, who is a friend of mine. And
excellent. Let's drop names. Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
That's all right.
And www.coldcallcomedy.com. We look forward to seeing you there. Bye.
Bye.